wanted to learn with them three Mishnayos that are very nagel uzmanenu. And something I think that you don't hear a lot, you don't focus a lot on the Indian of Bikurim, and just the whole events that took place in the bringing of the Bikurim is ayim and ayra. We should all be zeich in the karev to see it again. But to read the Mishnayos, I was going through last night. I want to speak on the parasha. But I thought it's moving to see what the pras bikurim, our great haidah to Hashem. I think it's moving just to go through a little bit through the Mishnayos and to see a little what happens by the bikurim. It was a national celebration. The haidah to Hashem that He gave us the fruits, that the fruits grew, is a national celebration that took place now in this tekufa from after Shavuos, and it goes until Sukkos, Be'ikar, that's when you're maybe Be'ikar, that's L'chatchila's man. I think it's kedai to hear the Mishnayos a little and to hear about the celebration that went on. It says, Ketz and Ma'ilin as Bikurim, how do you bring up the Bikurim? Kol Hayari Shebimaymed. The rule was like this. There were 24 Mishmayos of Kehanim. There were 24 groups that the Kehanim were divided up into, 24 parts. What's lesser known is the Yisraelim, Klai Yisrael, the Olam here is mostly Yisraelim, or Kehanim Levim. Yehuda's a Levi, I know, is anybody else a Levi? The rest of the Yisraelim? Okay. So the Yisraelim, it's less than also which divided up the 24 groups. As much as there were 24 Mishmarim who took turns serving the Beis HaMikdash, there were 24 groups of Yisraelim. They took 24 groups from around Kleisel. They were called Anshei Maimed. One group for every group of Kehanim. And the job of these Yisraelim is they would be Oymed on the Karbanis. They'd be in the Ezes Yisrael during the Karbanis. They would fast 4 days during the week. And they would have tremendous tefillos that the brothers' Karbanis should be accepted. Just not an amazing thing. There are things we're unaware of, beautiful things in Yiddishkeit. That you had people that are full, this was their, you had people, Anshei Maimed, Yisraelim. You think like it's only the Beis HaMikdash, you used to Kehan Levim, it's also an unspoken thing. You think Kehan Levim and Beis HaMikdash. First of all, an Indian Yisraelim should be Oymed ala Karban. What that Indian is, they're in Yonim to be Oymed ala Karban. And they used to be mispal that the Karban should be accepted. That was part of the process of the Beis HaMikdash. Yisraelim also had a job in the Karbanis. And yet Anshei Maimed, people view the Kehanim as a job in the Beis HaMikdash. Levim have jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. For the doorkeepers, and for the good voices, the singers. I'm going to be a doorkeeper, Tzika. What about you? Pez Hashem. A doorkeeper? Pez Hashem. But for those that could sing, you heard them? But the Israel also have a job in the Beis HaMikdash. They're called Anshei Maimed. There's something to aspire to be those Anshei. Imagine they were Cheshuvim. Their job is to be Oymed ala Karbanis and to be Mispalel. They fasted 4 days a week. Does anybody want to volunteer? But it's and they would be Mispalel Rizigat Tfilas that the Karbanis should be answered. And you took it was only once in a while. Like there were 24 Mishmarim. And I assume this. I'm not burr. I assume it was divided geographically. I assume the Anshei Maimed, I've reason to believe, would divide up geographically into 24 groups. Klai Yisrael split into 24 groups. And I assume it was geographic. And from that area, was a few Anshei Maimed. From that area, Anshei Maimed. From that area, Anshei Maimed. These were called Anshei Maimed. Now, these are Gemaras and Tainas. Now, so what they would do is as follows. Every city, so you took 24 Mamadim, every city, different groups, they would divide up geographically, I assume, into 24 parts, Klai Yisrael. And each week, each part, if it was your turn, it goes Chavdal Mamadis, it was your week, so your Maimed went, your Anshei Maimed went, and went to the Beis HaMikdash, and was Mispalel for 4 days, Bechulu. Now, so the way Bikurim worked is each Maimed went up together. Each one of these 24 geographical parts went up together to the Beis HaMikdash. Bikurim we know have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen takes it, he touches it to the southwest corner of the Beis HaMikdash, he also raises it up, the Bailim say Aram Yevid Avi, and the Kehanim in front of the Bikurim. That's the process. So Kate said, "Ma'amas Bikurim." How do you bring up the Bikurim? Kol Ayarish Shebemaimed. Each city in these Mamadas, each city with its Maimed, Miskansayz Leir Shal Maimed, would come together to that city, that its geographic location. They'd gather together. A whole bunch of villages would all gather by their Maimed. The London Berchay B'Shalir, and they're planning on going up together. They would sleep in the streets. The loyeh nechnas lebat, and the bedavka wouldn't go into houses. Pearsum in public. Loyeh nechnas lebat. I once told my father at a simcha I was making in Eretz Yisrael, my first son in simcha. So I told him I'm uncomfortable thanking Hashem Barabim. It's such a private matter, and he gave it to me. He brought me afterwards. And this psukim, I'm embarrassed at shavmina, but the psukim after psukim, hakarasatoyv has to be Barabim. Hagam, you don't want to lessen it. You don't want it to become just a public display and not one of meaning. Hakarasatoyv b'roiv am alenu. Hakarasatoyv Hashem is supposed to be Barabim. It's supposed to be very public in a world that doesn't speak about Hashem, in a world that's not thanking Hashem over and over. It has to be Barabim. It's poshut. It has to be Barabim Hakarasatoyv. Somebody told me. Israel, somebody recently told me a rizig ha'ara, an unbelievable ha'ara. I'm not getting political here. Israel has had one peace treaty that has been meaning fruitful. In all its 40 years, 50 years existence, now upwards 50 years, in all its existence, it had one, as a state, it had one peace treaty that's been meaningful. What peace treaty? Abay Said, what peace treaty was meaningful from Israel? In the 50 plus years, Gabriel, you know, which peace treaty was meaningful?
What year?
Well, to get to the year to say, what peace treaty was meaningful that Israel had in its existence? No, there was no war. There was a war and they made a peace treaty. Elisha, tell the island, what peace treaty? With Egypt, Sadat, with Anwar Sadat, Begin and Sadat. That was the only peace treaty that L'chaira, not Egypt might hate us, L'chulu, they preach in their school systems anti-Israel rhetoric. But L'maisa, that peace treaty at Paris, L'maisa, the peace treaty that was made with Egypt is the only peace treaty Israel's made, and they've made many. The only one that was Be'emes, that had a truthfulness to it, the Oslo, we haven't seen anything, and the rest, we haven't seen Babkis. The only peace treaty in its existence that we've seen, L'maisa, he made a bracha. When he made the peace treaty in front of the whole world, Menachem Begun made a bracha. He said, Shechayanu, he spoke to Gdolim before, but L'maisa that Karas HaToiv B'Rabim, that he was Makatoiv Tashem. Chayu, a beautiful Kiddush Shemayim. He was Makatoiv in front of the whole world. He made a bracha. And it's the only peace treaty that has meant anything, that has saved lives, Yiddish lives. And L'maisa, that's the one he was Makatoiv B'Rabim Tashem. It's an interesting. He stamped, Derek Agav, used to walk. I'm not coming here to Darsh. I don't know politics. I don't know. Lamaisa. He's the one also used to walk to the White House. He didn't drive to the White House. When he was in America, he would walk on Shabbos. Not to be Michal Shabbos, he'd walk to the White House. But Kitsa, he's the one through this Hakaras HaToiv B'Rabim. I don't know if that's Ki Olu Machshavoyisai Machshavoyiseichem. Kenzain has to do with that Hakaras HaToiv B'Rabim. So they didn't go into houses. They bedafka b'rabim would sleep in the streets. V'lemashkim in the morning, haya memuna oimer, the one who was appointed would call out to the people, kumu, get up. V'nalel tziyin el beis Hashem l'kein, let's go to tziyin, to beis Hashem l'kein, let's go to Hashem's house. Hakroivim mivim ateinim v'anovim, those that were close to the beis hamikdash would bring teinim figs and anovim grapes, because they weren't worried it was going to spoil. They had a close trip. Barachaykim, those that were further away, needed to bring dried fruits because anything else would spoil. So Mevi'im, Gregus, and Smukim, they'd bring dried out figs, dried out fruits, dates and figs, which wouldn't mess up. Vashar Helich Lufneim, there was an axe that used to go in front of this huge procession of people. So they all gather, they camp out for the night in the street. This is gorgeous. We all pine for such a day, what a beautiful day. Klaus, you all get together. You sleep, camp out in the streets together. In the streets, Berchayu Seir, Davki, you bring, you let have a tent. I assume it's not called going to the Abatim. You camp out in the street together. all together, and then the morning they call out, let's go to the Beis Hashem, Bidavka, very big piersum, very big public event, as all piersum is all Karas HaTayim, it's very public. Oh, B'roiv Amalem, to thank Hashem in public, unabashedly, unafraid, to thank Hashem, Mamash B'Rabim, to appreciate Hashem. It's not a bizyonis, it's not a quirky, a modern guy. Thank Hashem B'Rabim. So we all sleep in the streets. And in the morning, the Mimunah said to them, Kumu, get up, Nala, let's go up to Beis Hashem L'Kein. The early bird, David Simkin, got up and called out to them, Abaisai, let's go up to Beis Hashem L'Kein. And then they had an axe, Hashara Hoylich Lufneim, that this axe that walked in front of Klal Yisrael, the Karnei Mitzupai Zav, its horns were covered with gold. They dressed up the axe, its horns were covered with gold, the Atar Shal Zayis Breshay, and he had on his head a crown of Zayis, an olive crown on his head. Hachalil Makal Lufneim, they had flutes playing in front. Beautiful procession of music playing, of flutes playing in front. They have goose pimples. All the Makat Toiv to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Where are you going? A whole procession. We're going to be Makat Toiv to Hashem because He gives us food. Hachalu Makat Lufneim, and the flutes would play in front. Ad Shemagim Karv Yishalayim, until they came to close to Yishalayim. Higiyu Karv Yishalayim, when they approached Yishalayim, Sholchu Lufneim, they sent to Klal Yisrael, they came out to greet them. The Itres B'chayreim. They crowned their Bikurim. It says here that they would put the better ones on top. It shall look pretty, all the Bikurim. He describes how they used to do it, how they used to make their Bikurim look nice. He says what it means, they crowned their Bikurim. So the Vartanura describes what they did. He says, the way they did it, if somebody was bringing Gregus up, so he would do was, Ma'achim b'te'enim lachim, he would have very wet, Gregus, a dried figs. He would get some wet figs and put it on top. They want to show the best fruits. We're thanking Hashem. Let's show our best fruits. These are what Hashem gives us. They want to show off the best. So if he had dried figs, which aren't as quality, is coming from very far, he would get a few wet figs. I guess he would get from his friend who was coming from close. I don't know where he'd get from. Or maybe he'd get from that city. They were carved in Yerushalayim. I don't know. I have to be mine better. But he would put on some wet figs, undried figs, on the top. So it would look nice. If he says if a guy was coming with dried out grapes, which are raisins, Samukim. So he would get enough of him. I guess from the city he's in, or he'd borrow from people, he would get grapes, put them on top, it should look nicer. If they were bringing enough of him, so he's already bringing grapes, he would put the best looking grapes on top. That's what it means. They would crown the Bikurim. They'd make it look gorgeous. So they'd arrange the Bikurim in such a way when they got close, let's make it look nice. We're being Makat Toiv to Hashem. I'm sorry? The question will be, when does the Kedusha chal? That I don't know. The first fruits, they would put a red string around the lush, and so you want he's asking what type of fruits would they crown it with. So I don't know if these had. It's not ma'akev. If somebody does, it's not his first one. It's still bikurim. I don't know when it gets to Kedusha. I question, don't know. I plead Amaratzis. I should talk and know when it gets its Kedusha. I don't know when it gets Kedusha. Talking not a good thing. But I'd have to look at it. I don't want to take Dom's time now. Look it up. But I'd have to look it up when it gets its Kedusha. It's a valid question, David, and a valid question. The ones they would take. Yeah. So Kitzer, Hapachos. Then it says the following people would come out to greet them. Hapachos, which is touched here, Asari Akehanim. The heads of the Kayanim, every Mishmar had its heads, the head Kayanim, Hasagonim, which is the head of Levium, the head Levium would come out, Vagizbayrim, and the Gaboy Oitzer Beis Hashem, and the treasurers of the base of the treasuries of Hashem, the Gaboyim, Yaitis of Krasim, so a lot of the big guns would come out to greet them, the head Kayanim, the head Levium, the Gaboyim of the Beis Hashem would come out to greet these people who are coming up from different parts of Eretz Yisrael, and they're coming up together as a whole cities, whole throngs of people, and the people from Yerushalayim come out to greet them. According to the size of those coming in is how many went out. If a big crowd came, it's more covered, like a lot of people should come to greet them. If it's a smaller crowd, so it looks just fine, smaller people coming to greet them. The reason they went up together is B'roiv Am Hadras Melech. Again, we want a big piersum. A lot of people need a lot of people come out to greet them. V'chol Bali Umnoish Mishalayim, just half a fella. All working people in Mishalayim, Oimdim Lufneim, would stand in front of them. The working people, the stores are closed. And the work, Kol Yisroel, yeah, the working people would stand in front of them. They would stand up. It says, even though Bali Umnes, this is the Gemara Kedushin Olam remembers, they would all stand up. As they pass by, a guy's working, he stands up. So it doesn't say they come out. I shouldn't say they come out. As they pass by, the Bali Umnes Yishalayim would stop working and stand up. We learned, Olam remembers from Kedushin, even though people working are not chayav to stand up from the Talmud Chacham, but the Chavivas HaMitzvah B'Shaita, the middle of Isaac and a Mitzvah, the Mechuyiv to stand up, for those that are Isaac and a Mitzvah. I remember we did Kiddush and I saw a Shai and Lepaiskin, do you stand up for everybody who was in the middle of the Mitzvah? Or do you only stand up for those being Isaac in such a Mitzvah of Akar Sataiv? But certainly this Mitzvah Akar Sataiv warrants that you don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. But with these people coming, the middle of the Mitzvah, being Makit Taif Tashem, they all stand up, the Mitzvah Bikurim, it could be any Mitzvah. Some say, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wanted a Taina, that the Mekar that would stand up for Chasen and Kala, when they come down, people think it's the Daima Lamelech. The problem of Yaakov said is, if Yaakov Taina, that they're not Daima Lamelech till after the Chuppah. If Yaakov Taina, it's not Daima Lamelech yet. He didn't do the Kedushin yet. Not Daima Lamelech, till they do Kedushin, Yaakov said. So he said, why are you standing up for them? And if it's Daima Lamelech, you don't find the Kala Daima Lamelech. It says a Chasen Daima Lamelech. So now I'm not saying you should stand up for the Kala. Rav Yaakov Taina, that the Pshat you're standing up has nothing to do with Melech. It's the wrong sugya. Minig Yisrael Kaddish, the minig to stand up, he said, is because this Mishnah Bikurim. Because the Bali Umnes are Aimdim Mufnaim, Rav Yaakov said, they stand up for those Isaac Mitzvah Shaita. He said he's on his way to a mitzvah. Kedushin's a mitzvah, at least the Hechsher mitzvah. They're on the way to a mitzvah. You stand up. So then we can clear, what about the lady? The lady's really, Misayel de mitzvah, do they have a mitzvah? You can already clear, should you stand up for the Kala? Rav Yaakov Kedarkai, Emes Liankov, pointed out the true sugya. This you're from the few who know now. He asked you, why are you standing up? Either they'll say the next guy stood up, the whole tzivus of Sam standing up, or they'll say Chasen Daim Lamelech. Rav Yaakov said it's not true, he's not Daim Lamelech till after the, and that would make sense to stand up after he leaves the chuppah, after he had Kedushin. So Rav Yaakov said, you stand up for the Mishnah Bikurim, Perakimel. The Mishnah says you stand up for those coming to bring Bikurim. Chavir and Mitzvah Vishaita, you stand up. Vaistos, we learn it's any Mitzvah. Somebody's in the process of Mitzvah, it's a Chiddush, you stand up for them. In the process of a Mitzvah. Yeah, I had a Meister with Rabbi Brown. There's a Meister, there's a Pearson Dick and Mitzvah. A group was being Isaacan. He made the whole Yeshiva for Akwa get up. So Meister Shaya, a Meister Rav, Chachayim, he said, you ought to stand up. He made everybody stand up. He made us come out to greet three people being Isaac in a mitzvah. He made us leave a building to greet them. He held Isaac in a mitzvah, that's a chiyuv. Chaviv in a mitzvah v'shaita. Meister Shaya, Meister Rav. The Kitzah Dvarim is that that's how Yaakov learned the sugya, that it's a chiyuv for anybody. So all the Bali Umnes would stand up as they passed by. You said the picture what's going on. I don't know if this what the oil feels. I was reading this last night. I was getting goose pimples. Just this, what Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, what a beautiful Ummah. And you picture what's going on here. Just Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, and the Levi Wish Mizaychet, Bekarav, to this beautiful Maimed again. So they're all standing up. As the you had the city coming by, this mass amount of people that are walking by, and people are standing up. Out of sheer appreciation, people be Isaac the mitzvah. The shayil mishlum, when people greet them, achenu and tchi. This is like this is the Mishnah. This is not a musar dikazah. This is the process. They would greet them. The shayil mishlum. You see, it's time how yidna is supposed to act. This is a Mishnah. This is not a history. It's time a history. This is the chiyu. This is the obligation of bikurim. I'm going to say tchi daraisa. What you're supposed to do, bikurim tchi daraisa. Not this part. The shayil mishlumam. You're supposed to greet them. That's how Yidna are. The Yidna are coming. They're middle of mitzvah. Ask them how they're doing. Acheinu anshe amo complaining. Bosem l'sholem. Come in peace. Shalom aleichem. Bosem l'sholem. They greet them. Our brothers. What beautiful, beautiful language of acheinu. As they're passing by, people are calling out. Acheinu bei Yisrael. Bosem l'sholem. Anshe amo com. The people of such and such a place. They say the place is of course chein makom al yeshuv. It's the It's the appreciation of the specific people. Achenu anshe amakom pleini basam l'sholim. Then acholo makel lufneim. The flute is playing as music, as a musical procession. Ad shemegiyim laharabayis, until they reach harabayis. Higiyu laharabayis. Afilu agrivas hamelech, even the king, neitel asal al ksefei. He also starts carrying with him. Gorgeous. Even the melech, the kavod hamelech in Klaisel, a king in Klaisel, by says, to get a haircut every day. The king Klaisel is mechoyit to get a haircut every single day. He has a chiv to carry around the Sefer Torah with him wherever he goes. The king is really covered in Klaisel. Somebody is not really covered in Klaisel, off with his head. The covered Amelech. Even the Melech takes a basket and carries with the people. People just come, they're all this huge, beautiful process. And you have 24 such processes, Rabbi say. Different cities coming at different times. And even the king assists them in coming towards the Beis HaMikdash. The Nichnas Ad Shemegiyah Lazara, and they all, this whole beautiful procession of joyous people coming to Yemakeh Toif Hashem, they come together to Lazara. Higiyu Lazara, V'dibra Levim B'shir, and the Levim greet them. Here Yehuda Gadisman kicks in. The Levim greet them with a song, Arimimcha Hashem. Arimimcha Hashem. With this mamish, a song, all the Levim singing together. Kidili Sani, you have lifted me up, V'lai Samach Toiv Ali, and my enemies don't rejoice over me. My enemies don't sing and dance my picture, Lahabdil, of a quarterback on the floor and a guy dancing over his head. Who tackled him. That's my L'ay Samach Toiv Ali. My enemies don't rejoice over me. L'ay Samach Toiv Ali. Arimimcha Hashem to the sun and all the Levim are singing. And that's basically it stops here, but that's the basic procession that goes on. That's I thought I would share with the Olam. I thought if Rabbi said, we're not Zaychen right now to bring up the Bikurim, first of all, Shenizke Bikurim, but we should at least learn the lessons of the Bikurim, the lessons of Akaras HaTayiv Tashem. This is part of our Ummah, this is part of our Mareshes, this is part of the Torah Tzivallah Namash Marash Kiel Tziak, this is part of our heritage. In this man, to know about the Bikurim, to think about it, to pine for it, to yearn for the days, and once again we'll bring up the Bikurim, is something I think that we should certainly be on our minds. It's something that we should, just learning about, brings L'chor Yer Shemayim, brings appreciation to Hashem. That's what I wanted to share with you firstly. The Ramban in this week's parasha, it says as follows. It says, V'harech ha'onan ala mishkan, yomim rabim, v'shavu b'nei Yisrael's mishmeres Hashem v'lo Yisrael. Klai Yisrael would move when the cloud, the onan above the mishkan would move. V'harech ha'onan ala mishkan, but if the cloud would remain above the mishkan, yomim rabim, many days, then Klai Yisrael, v'shavu b'nei Yisrael's mishmeres Hashem v'lo Yisrael, they wouldn't travel. Klai Yisrael wouldn't travel. Zot Ramban on the spot, Leimar means to say, ki im yarech ha'anan al mishkan yomim rabim, if the anan would stay on top of the mishkan many days, amachem ahu einenu toiv b'neim, and they weren't happy in that spot, v'yuchfeitzim m'sav ma'oid l'nsayim in amachem, they had a big yearning, they chapped the bug to leave that spot, ava pikin l'yava ha'ratzen Hashem, they wouldn't be over in the ratzen Hashem. That's pshat, the Shomri Yisrael's Mishmeres Hashem lo Yisrael. The Midbar was a training period for our whole Ummah. The learning about it is supposed to be a training period for our Ummah on how to be special people. There are times we certainly have an urge to move. It's simply in English called the grass is greener theory. There are times in life there's an urge to move. What the Pasuk saying, that when the Anan stayed atop the Mishkan, when there was the realization that for Leman Hashem, it was Kedai to stay, V'lo Yisrael, the Shomru B'nei Yisraelus Mishmeres Hashem, they guarded the guardings of Hashem, V'lo Yisrael, and they didn't travel, the Rebbein Hashem doesn't want me to move. There are times in life that it's Kedai to stay. Hagam that ha'amakam o'enenu toiv, that all these reasons, these urges, v'yuchfeitzim, b'neim, we shouldn't stay, we want to move, that's a type of people, v'yuchfeitzim, m'sav m'oid, l'nsayim in amokim. But the Pasuk saying, v'sham ne'esos m'shmeres Hashem lo yisoh, ki m'yiris Hashem, u'mishamra m'shmeres mitzvasai, because they kept his mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Hashem, the tzivi Hashem, of not to travel without me telling you, lo yisoh didn't travel. And the opposite, v'chein ima yo'anan yomim nispar, k'shanu ma'shloshi yomim, V'ya'am yigeyim ma'ayid, They lost in the road their strength. Picture, Rabbi said, we don't just visualize. I have no word to say. I'm reading Chumash for you with Ramban. I'm in Amoritz, I don't have a debate to have a Ramban to say to you. But listen to the Ramban. The Ramban says, picture, real. This is not a verse, this is just reality. Let's watch the reality. Klal Yisrael comes to a place, exhausted, traveling through the desert, 3 million people. And they're tired out, they're yugeyim from the derech, the anakoichim, their strength has waned. They're exhausted. And all of a sudden, the cloud stops moving and rests above the Mishkan, so it's time to stop. And the guy puts out his tent, they finish traveling, and the degel on one side, the degel on the other side, degel on the third side, degel on the fourth side, the machna levi in the middle, picture, I say. 3 million people, roughly. So picture over here, you have one degel, another degel, another degel, another degel. Machna levi in the middle. The machna levi is surrounding, and in the middle of the machna levi, smack there, the middle of the machna levi surrounds the Mishkan. The cloud stops, so the Mishkan, Klai Yisrael rests. They say, shoo. Yankel Givaldig, the Tata says to his kids, we finally could start this. I'm tired, Tati. Are we almost there? We're there. Yankel, we're there. So you stop the car, you get out, there's no car, you're walking, you're tired. They stop the car, though, it's a long trip. Say, we're here. You put out the tent, the family settles down, they open the suitcases, everything's, whew, it's been tiring. All of a sudden, there's a clear blast. It's time to move. What? We just settled. Yankel, that's it. Pack up the bags. We're here one day. We've been traveling. Please, can we settle? Let's go. And they're moving to where? I have no idea. We're just going. And they're walking again. And all of a sudden, Baruch Hashem, the cloud stops above the Mishkan. Degel, 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 degel. Machta Leviya surrounds the Mishkan. We'll stop. And we say they would all unpack, and then a day later it could say to move again. But that's the Yisayid, Zakhtar Ramban. The training here is that there are times in life that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants that we move. There are times in life that a person feels so settled, it's hard. I feel comfortable here. There are times like the Rabbeinu Shalom, whether it be sometimes learning in Eretz Yisrael, whatever each one, Ishkefi Mashu, there are times in life that Hashem says move. That he knows that the Ratzon Hashem is that he moves on, that he changes, that he attempts something else. It might be comfortable here, but the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to move. There's such times in life. I finally feel settled. I finally feel comfortable. No, it's Ratzon Hashem. There are such times, and it's time to try to move on, to try to accomplish more, to try to push weiter. There are such times, and then there are times fakert. There are times in life that. That the Ratzon Hashem is that he stays put. Ratzon Hashem is he's having aliyah, that the person stays put and steigs weiter, where are you going? The person feels a bug and he has to go. He always thought he was gonna go. He thought he has preconceived notions of what he's gonna be. He's gonna be a lawyer. I have to. He has preconceived notions. No. Look, the Anan's above the Mishkan, it stopped. But I thought, Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem's to stop. But it's not a good place. I like other places better. They're sitting in Mara. Rabbi, so you have to think about it. As much as you hear sometimes when the Torah criticized Klal Yisrael, if you're trained to hear the story, you also see the godless of Klal Yisrael. In Mara, in all the places, let's pick Mara and Masha. Klal Yisrael's crying bitterly how badly Mara is. So run out of there. Nobody moves. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisoh, nobody moves. Nobody moves. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisoh, nobody moves. This is the Ratzon Hashem to be here. This is the Ratzon Hashem, but I want other places. Ratzon Hashem. There's a word I heard, I've said it quite a few times in the past. But sometimes Hashem sends you a Dvar Torah that it's like, it's so perfect when you need it. So I heard a Dvar Torah in my life, it couldn't have come at a better time in my life. And it was so you think like the whole event maybe just happened for you. I don't feel it's like as selfish as me. So you hear a Dvar Torah, it's like, push it. The whole event, you have 100 people, 200, 500 people come together, and they hear a speaker speak. You say they're all just props. The Rebbeinu Shlom set up the speaker and took everybody and put them there, just because I needed to hear that message. So I had such an experience in my life. It happens many times, but that one such experience, a friend of mine had a bris. I'm such a meshugan guy. I think maybe the baby was born just so there was a bris. I heard this message. I'm meshugan. I'm legamli crazy. But kids, sir, but it's not that thought where the baby was born. But Rafilu Achi, there was a bris of a friend of mine, and at that point I pretty much made the decision to leave Eretz Yisrael and come to Waterbury. If I'm not mistaken, it was a pretty final decision. But it was a very unsettling decision to make, is to leave Eretz Yisrael, Sinesh Mechavet. Today to come to Waterbury is one zach. It's a thriving yeshiva, a thriving Baruch Hashem community. Mamish b'oifen plai, b'oifen neis, the yeshiva and the community is it's already a makom tayir, the b'nei tayir. Danny Brod is here. It's not so bad. But 5 years ago, five and a half years ago was a midbar. And there wasn't the mid, we were coming before we were coming, and at that point nobody knew who was coming, which in the light, which, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I failed, I didn't know if at that point I failed to agree to come, right, Kestenman, I'm Zichar hadn't agreed, I hadn't been Askam at that point, right, Kestenman, Rabbi Thaler, right, Farkas, those three, I remember, weren't Vada at all, even Rabbi Chavetz was a Suffolk, and when I came back to America, I spoke to him, it was very up in the air. The only vaday, there was one vaday. I think when I made this, and it was one vaday, and that vaday never came. The guy who was the vaday, he was taka vaday. He's the one who talked me into it. The vaday who talked me into it never came. So that's so kitzur advarim. It was unsettling to come. Basically, I guess me and him were gonna dive in together. Yes, I don't know if we're gonna call ladies in the minion. I don't know what was gonna be. The kitzur advarim is at that point, we pretty much decided to go, and I went to a friend's bris. A friend had a son, and at that bris, Rav Avram Shmulevitz spoke, and it was Parshas Baal Yischa. It was this week's Parsha. And he said a word from this week's Parsha that's Mesukim Edvash, and to me, it means extra because it gave me a tremendous chizuk. He said that, it says, Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisod, this week's Parsha. They traveled, they camped by the word of Hashem, which we understand Lefius Ramban what it means, and they traveled according to Hashem. This Ramban in mind, picture, Rabbi said, it's a reality, and picture the 3 million people, and that's how they lived. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, be here, this is the place for you, they said. But I thought I was, preconceived, be here, this is where you're supposed to grow, be here, they stayed. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, travel, move on, steig weiter, but I thought I was getting comfortable, they moved. That's how they lived, Al-Pi Hashem Yachm, Al-Pi Hashem Yisrael. Comes the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says like this. The halacha is the nisa d'oraisa, a melacha on Shabbos, a baina, a building. And of seiser, of taking something apart. The rule is, the only time you chayyah for seiser is al menas livnois. Somebody destroys with the thought that he's going to rebuild. Seiser al menas livnois. If he destroys with on condition to rebuild, if somebody destroys something that's destructive, it's kilkul, it's not chayyah. I shouldn't say it's because of kilkul, that's a pilpul. Leital, if the reason why Saiser al-Maslavis is because kilkul or not. But either way, Saiser alone is not chayiv unless you thought to build on an Aslavis. Let's say somebody Saiser destroys a house and has in mind to take the bricks and build it elsewhere. That's a shayel in the Gemara. There's a man darm in the Gemara, Saiser al-Manas libnoi shaloi bim kaimai is not chayiv. It has to be Saiser al-Manas libnoi is bim kaimai. Mandamra in the Gemara, that the only time you're chai for destroying is if you plan on rebuilding in its spot. Saiser al-Manas libnois bim koimai. If it's Saiser al-Manas libnois bim makai macha, it's not chai. That's a mandamra in the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, Kasha, Gemara in Shabbos, it's the obvious Kasha. Frek the Gemara, where do we know Saiser from? From this travel in the Midbar. When they traveled in the Midbar, they took apart the Mishkan. So that's where we know Saiser. Now Rabbeinu Shalom, over there, where'd they rebuild it? Where'd they rebuild it? It's Saiser al-Manas livnois, shalai bim kaimai. They took it apart and they traveled. Why did they take it apart? They travel. They traveled, they rebuild it there. So it's Saiser al-Manas livnois, shalai bim kaimai. So how does this man damer hold Saiser's only chav manas livnois bim kaimai? You see from the Mishkan, which is a source to Saiser, that it's al-Manas livnois, shalai bim kaimai. That can hold the only chav bim kaimai. And for the Gemara, a cryptic answer. Since it says Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael, and Parshas Baal Yischa, Kisayser Al Manas Livnei is Bim Kaimai Dami. Ad Kan the Gemara. Since they traveled according to Hashem and they camped according to Hashem, it's like they were say some anas libdos b'mkaymai. Cryptic Gemara. Doesn't explain itself. So the Pashup Shat, l'chayra, it's hard to say Pashup Shat, it's a difficult Gemara, what's the Gemara answering? So one could understand, I think there's a Rach who understands it this way, is Hashem could have said to rebuild the b'mkaymai. They didn't know when they were say so, the way it could be amanas b'mkaymai. It's a, this is Dhamma maze, this adds to Ramban. They could think they're traveling, they pack their bags, unpack. That's how they live. Whatever the Ratzon Hashem, that's the training. The training for our holy nation to live is whatever Hashem says. You can pack up ready, unpack. You can, what does that mean? Rabbi said you can think you're leaving a place. That I am going, I packed up, I am mentally packed up, I physically packed up, and you unpack, because that's the Ratzon Hashem. Every year, this is not, this is, Rabbi say, we don't read this because of history. Torah is not a history book. If it's a history book, it's the worst history book in history. And it's not a history book, it's not the worst. It's not a history book. It's not history. It's history, it leaves out details. It's a terrible history, because you know why? Because it's not a piano, the Torah. It's a Torah. It's not a history book. It's not a history book. It's meant for things. It's Torah Schayim. It's Torah Schayim. And this Torah Schayim is telling us things that are relevant to us and agayat us. And this is how we get us to live. Al pi Hashem Yaakov, al pi Hashem Yisrael might mean that you're packed up to leave and you still don't leave. In life, any decisions, many decisions we make in life. So al pi Hashem Yaakov, what Chazal is simply saying, is al pi Hashem Yaakov, al pi Hashem Yisrael. What Chazal is simply saying is that it's kesoris hamnasas b'mkaymai, because when the guy destroyed, he may very well build up b'mkaymai. That could be a pshat. He may just unpack. That's how you live life. You may pack. But Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz said something hafildik. And at this bris, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz said like this. He said that if people move places, he said moving is a traumatic experience, very traumatic. I had a kid years and years ago. Years and years ago, probably 15 years ago, I met a kid who was very down, very, very down. And he told me, he felt, and I believed at the time, I don't know today, at the time I believed, and I certainly today believe such a thing could be, I don't know, I'm the kid if there's an excuse. He was a kid in bed all day, depressed, and he felt, he told me his parents moved from city to city to city, spent his whole life moving, from city, literally 10 places the guy lived in, from city to city to city to city to city. He felt it was a very difficult thing in his life. Moving is a very difficult. Somebody told me when I moved to where somebody was giving me chizuk, you know, somebody told me, big chizuk, I don't know. Somebody told me that the three leading causes of suicide, of the top three moving is one of the top three. Like that, somebody told me, he said switching jobs and spouse changes. Somebody told me, kids, I don't know if it's true or not, but moving is a difficult thing. So Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when a family moves, the father has a hard time. He's a new base medrash, new place to daven, new job. Move is difficult from the father. The mother, it's different, new friends, new environment, new places to shop. It's difficult, the new, everything's new, it's uncomfortable surroundings. It's difficult, moving is difficult for the lady, moving is difficult for the man. The children, a new school, it's difficult. For the little baby, he said, the little baby, the 5-month-old baby, the move is difficult. It was in its mama's lap before. It's right in its mama's lap. The move's not difficult. It used to be in the mama's arms, and it's right in the mama's arms. Kikatam b'gmulimai. David HaMelech says that Klal Yisrael was like a little child. We are like a little child in the mother's lap. So Zokim Chaim Shmulavitz, al pi Hashem Yachlo, pi Hashem Yisrael means the Kesher to Hashem was so strong and tangible. Al pi Hashem Yachno, pi Hashem Yisrael, Rebbein Hashem, whatever you want, wherever you want, we should stay, we should go, as we're describing the travels, as Ramban, the tent, the cloud moves, okay, we pack up, the cloud settles up, we'll unpack on the spot. We want to leave, it's a place we perceive as bad, the cloud's there, we stay. It's a place we perceive as good, the cloud move, we move. Rebbein Hashem, what you want, we want. The Kesher Chazav at Hashem, Rebbein Hashem, we are where you want us to go. We'll be with you, Rebbein Hashem. If it's Al Pi Hashem Yaakov, Pi Hashem Yisrael, Zavtav Chaim Shmulavitz, Kula Yilam Kula Yis Kisoy Samanas Livlis B'mkaymai. the little kid, the 1 month-old baby, the 5 month-old baby didn't move. You're right in the Rebbeinu Shlom's arms. There's no chiluk, there's no move, there's no difficulty to the move. It's mamish, it's kisoy samanas, it's oisay makim. It's like the B'chaim Shmulevitz. That was at this bris, zikr why he was asked to speak. That's why Rav Ram Shmulevitz was asked to speak at that bris. What a chizuk. What a chizuk to a person. People have in their heads, Torah can only be in a certain place. People have in their heads, what's going to be, what's going to be. When a person is, when it is the Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh, when it is the Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh, the person has to move. It's a rizgi chizuk for a person to know, that if he taka could just think, I'm with the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Malei Haaretz Kvaydei. The Rebbeinu Shlom, Rabbi Yisai, is everywhere. The Rebbeinu Shlom, Malei Haaretz Kvaydei. And the person to tracht, and I'm right in the Rebbeinu Shlom's arms. If he could taka tracht the Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh, then it makes any move more easy also. This chizuk specifically of Bachram here, of David. The other bachim going to the mir, if other bachim yeshiva headed to the mir, Yosef, others going to the mir, it's a rizgi chizuk, someone's going to a place that's big. You come from we're like a little, like a ben yachid yeshiva. We're a yeshiva of a lot of ones. It's a one bachim yeshiva, Waterbury. You go to yeshiva, it's a big yeshiva. Mir is also warm, for its numbers, maybe warm, but it's a big yeshiva. It is a chizuk to somebody. This Al-Pi Hashem Yachin, Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh. That you're in the Rebbeinu Shlom, of course, take a tracht, I'm in the Rebbeinu Shlom's arms. And any move a person's making, any move, Al-Pi Hashem, wherever, where anybody's traveling on, that Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh, that the person trachts, that he's cutting the Gmolima, he's a Rizig Chizik. Rizig Chizik is in the Rebbeinu Shlom's arms. That it's tackled like a cotton, it's not a difficult move. If he can shtel to Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh, if he can tracht Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh, then the tackle makes the move easy. Easier, at least. I once saw a shtickel Torah, and I'm not getting involved in the ins and outs. It's totally in different sugyas. And I've spoken for a while already. But the Lomini Gora, the Rizig Atayna, the Karban Pesach, why should we be worse? Lomini Gora, the Chavivus Mitzvah, as the Medrash Sefri says on these Yidin, these Hedr Yidin, who had Chavivus HaMitzvah, the whole idea of the Karban Pesach, the Pesach Sheni, is these Yidin who said, Lomini Gora, why should we worse? The massive tshuka for a mitzvah. The massive, what do you mean, lomani gara? You're tame, you're pater, you're not chayiv, you're asa to do it. What lomani, why should you worse? You're tame, that's it, you're pater. The rizig and darg of lomani gara, which was mechadish, a whole din in the Torah of Pesach Sheni, which through these Heilige Yidden came, is also a beautiful attitude to learn of lomani gara. No word here, but Ramban, here's a pasuk chumash. Lomani gara, those two words are words to live your whole life by. Lomani gara, the ruts and the massive tshuka to have a kesher to Hashem, do mitzvahs Hashem. Not that the Gemara speaks about the Doris Rishonim that would do anything to be chayiv and meiser. Like Doris Achrayim, Doris Rishonim. We just learned in Makkas that there was a moving Gemara about Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the Ori Mikla weren't working till all six were separated, but Moshe Rabbeinu had a chavivus hamitzvah, so he separated the three Ori Mikla to chayiv. Hagami knew they wouldn't be koilet. Hagami knew they wouldn't be affected. The Ari Mikla wouldn't be affected. Bechlau, to the ones in Eretz Yisrael were separated. You need all six, as the Gemara Darshas Amakas. Moshe is the Lomani Gara attitude of life. What a lesson to us, the Chavivas HaMitzvah, a mitzvah, the Rebbeinu Shlom, a mitzvah. Baruch Harisa was talking about Shaluch HaKan, people, what I thought about it, they have these advertisements that you could be Mekayim Shaluch HaKan. You could, which bacher here, like somebody in here told me he was pulled, he was in a crowd somewhere, and somebody like pulled him, I think Sandy Goldstein told me, somebody pulled him to come with me, and he went and he climbed the ladder, and somebody gave him the mitzvah of Shaluch HaKan. Read the Chavivus HaMitzvah, the Lomani Gara attitude of life, the Lomani Gara school of life, what a beautiful yeshiva, the Lomani Gara yeshiva, Yidin, Kedoshim, all through our Doris, who just, we want mitzvahs Hashem, the Rots, they have pictures of different Gedolim doing Petach Hamor, like how they get Mishtatev. A beautiful thing, just the Lomani Gora attitude of life, of trying to chaperai mitzvahs. Chacham Lev Yikach mitzvahs, says about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash. That a Chacham Lev, when Chlaisen was Isaac in the Bizas Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac in mitzvahs. Chacham Lev Yikach mitzvahs. chaperayim to grab the lomini gara. What do you mean lomini gara? You pater. What are you timing? So I'm not kidding about the lomdis. Yeah, Rashi and Sukkah, there is lomdis to speak out there. I'm learning Chumash now. The lomini gara school of thought. Of just, it's a mitzvah. It's a Ratzon Hashem. I want to do a mitzvah. I want to connect with Hashem. I want to have a kesher with Hashem. I want to have a tzivui. But you don't have the tzivui. But I want a tzivui Hashem. I don't want to give up one chance to Rebbeinu Shel Olam mitzvah. And I could say, I want to do your ratzon. And I want to have a command to do it. I want to have a command to do it also. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakris Yisrael Lefika Chir B'Lam Torah Mitzvahs. So the Rambam asks, now what do you mean Chir B'Lam Torah Mitzvahs? Life is about schar, right? We want schar. It's one of the ritzonos. We want schar from Hashem. That's from Eilu Shema called. We want schar in Eilu Naba. Something we want from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We want schar from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Ratz Elosh Baruch Lezak. So Hashem wants to be mizakos. Yitaka wants to give us schar. See, he makes extra tormes. I don't understand. If I get 100 on a test, I get a prize, yeah? If I get 100, I get a prize. So the teacher, if you're a nice teacher, don't give 30 questions. Give me 10, I get the same 100, I get the prize. 10 for 10, you give me 30, you love me so much, you want me to get the prize, give me 30 questions. 100's 100, if you give me 10, I'll get all 10. Rebbeinu Shalom, give us 15 mitzvahs. I'll be 15 out of 15, I get full schar. I was perfect, 15 out of 15. Okay, I'll be 14 out of 15. I'll try my best, I'll get full schar. You want to be mizakis to give us more mitzvahs, give me a higher test. But the word is we want a kesher with the Rebbeinu Shalom. We want mitzvahs. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakis. He wanted to be mizakik Klai Yisrael, lezakeich Klai Yisrael. He wanted to pure us, he wanted to elevate us. He wanted to give us the rizik zchus. He wanted to make us full of kedusha. He wanted us to have godless. He wanted us to be an am kadosh. To have mitzvahs, gorgeous mitzvahs like bikurim. Beautiful mitzvahs of Akar Satoiv Tashem, of a public expression of Akar Satoiv Tashem. He wanted us to have mitzvahs where we could say Asher Kedshonu v'mitzvahis v'tzivanu. He wanted us to have mitzvahs that we could all say together, Arami Yevid Avi, Bikurim, that we can go back thousands of years to the Akar Satoiv, such profound Akar Satoiv, Arami Yevid Avi, let me go all the way back in my history. I'm not just here today, my Akar Satoiv to Hashem is deep. From Yoram and Yoram, for thousands of years, of Avos, of people who came before me, who you miraculously helped. And from one door to the other door, to the other, till I'm here, I appreciate the whole Avar. So Hashem wanted to be Mizakas in the beautiful Torah and Mitzvah, and the Kesher to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to be able to do His will. So He gave us Tzivuyim. Lama Nigar, we want more Tzivuyim. It's not Stam, I want a perfect score, so it would be as good to me 15 out of 15 as 613 out of 613. I want as many tzivuyim as I can have. I want to cash it to you, Hashem. It's not just to get a good score. It's not it. I want to cash it to you, Hashem. As many tzivuyim here won't be a negative on my score. I became tummy. Who are we talking about? The Gemara says in Sukkah they became tummy. They were chayiv to become tummy. They were chayiv to become tummy. You're not talking about Yidin who are going to get an X for being tummy. You're not talking about Yidin who are going to be punished in the slightest. They were chayiv to become tummy. See a putter. But they said to their Rebbeinu Shalom, our view of mitzvahs is not that way. It's not a perfect score and a test that we want. We want the kesher to you, Hashem. We want your tzivuyim. We want your tzivuy, Hashem. We want to do your tzivuy, Hashem. We're marking that a mitzvah is not just that we want a good score to be a good, that we want that good score that we've done everything with all that we're supposed to. No. We want as many mitzvahs as we can. We want a kesher to you, Hashem. A kesher is your mitzvah, and we do your tzivli. That's the greatest kesher we can have. We're putter from it, so we won't get punished for not doing it. But that kesher to you, Hashem, that beautiful kesher of you said that we do. That beautiful, that's the kesher, that's the kedusha that we have, the kesher to Hashem. That kesher we won't have. L'maisa, this tzivli you said and we do, we won't have. Lomani Gara, why should we miss out that opportunity of you telling us, do the Korban Pesach, and us doing it? We know we're not going to get punished for it. We know perhaps we'll get schar, kilu we did it, whoever wants to do it, and benenas biyada, ismala lava kasa kilu asar. And we zikha want to do it. We zikha want to look, we want to do it, so what's the kasha Lomani Gara? As long as you say Lomani Gara, you have no kasha Lomani Gara. If you get the schar, because it's not the schar we want, Rebbeinu Shalom, it's the kesher we want, Rebbeinu Shalom. Asher kedshanu b'mitzvaysav, the kesher through the mitzvah, the kedusha. The kedusha is the kesher to the ultimate kadosh, 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 to the ultimate kadosh. And that kedusha is what we desire, what we seek. And that's what we're saying, that's the tain of lamani gara. We want to be mekushet to you, Hashem. This greatest, more than schar, the greatest schar that we can desire is the kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And on that we're saying, lamani gara, why should we lose out? Rabbeinu Shalom, Baruch Hu, Zakas, the fifth hirb l'mtar l'mitzvahs, those extra hirb l'mtar l'mitzvahs, we want every single one and anyone we can get a hold of. And that's our desire, this kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We takash all be zeicha, through the Kabbalah Satorah we made, through the ensuing, through after the Kabbalah Satorah, living the Torah, making it part of our lives, we takash be zeicha to this great, great kesher, that this great kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we takash be zeicha to it. And to end, to conclude, is this beautiful piece from Rav Hirsch. Beautiful piece from Rav Hirsch that I spoke at a little bit. Rav Hirsch asked, why is Shavuos only one day? He says, he calls it, in his language, it's gold. It's a golden language. And he says, why then is this, his language in German, but it's the poet, the poetic, the beautiful expressions. Why then is this celebration itself on so small a scale, so quiet and restricted in the Torah to the fleeting span of but a single day? And on that day itself, the celebration is marked by scarcely one positive symbol and is expressed merely in a negative way by abstaining from doing any work. Where's the celebrations? Where's all the pomp and festivities and nothing? There's no chiyuv. There's one chiyuv simcha. There's a chiyuv simcha, a mitzvah d'arais of simcha. Where's all the Pesach's a lifestyle change, eating different foods and different, and sukkahs with its changes. And Shavuos doesn't seem to have a special, doesn't seem to be boiled with any massive change. It just fades in one day in, one day out. In Chutzlars, we get mezeichah the 2 days. But just comes in there without, where's the mitzvah, the thing, the difference, the outer displays, the outer celebration? He says, only one day, one quiet day, only one quiet day for the Torah? So he says as follows. He says that, he goes on, explains a lot about celebration, explains, he says, as Klai Yisrael, as more averus, people hold on greater to celebrations, become bigger and bigger. And his ultimate answer, in his beautiful Lashon Shel Zav, his ultimate answer is that it should, from the very beginning, it should clearly be conveyed to us, the Torah, the quintessence of all that is good and precious, is not satisfied with devote yontiv, be it a day or a week or even a month to it. The Torah demands its dedication of every hour and every moment throughout the year. The Torah can't be mekuyim with one act of celebrating it. It has no external display. The celebration of Torah is to live al pi haTorah. Kol hayom, kol halayla, kol hashana. There's no one display. Torah is not acts of service to Hashem. The Torah, the Kli Yakar says the same part as the first, the Mechavim. Shnei gedoyim, neskavim al davar echad. That the kud of Shavuos is one day, comes in and out, and just fades into the year without any special change. It's because it's supposed to be part of the year. It's supposed to, the Kabbalah Sator is supposed to impact every part of us. It's not one celebratory act. It's not displays of service to Hashem. It's supposed to be living al pi Hashem. That all our actions are done al pi haTorah and al pi Hashem. If Yaakov Metz went through the last night with some of the Bachrim in a beautiful life and going through the tzivuyim of the Torah, all the different mitzvahs of the Torah, how it affects our day-to-day life, how and we're supposed to live, it's something we're supposed to live. You drive by in the street. He mentioned last night, it's a pella to me. You drive by something, you see it on the side of the road. One is going to ask a rub to get a dissenting view. I believe in the raisa chiyuv, the raisa to stop and help the yid. We live al pi haTorah. It judges all of life. It's not a luxury. Can you imagine how the goyim is a law? You must stop when somebody's stuck inside. I'm in a rush. Right? I must stop. Imagine a law in America. There'll be an uproar. American law, lahabdil. One must stop, man on side of the road. In Yiddish, it's halacha. It's not a mefnimishur sadin. People, a yid whizzes by, he's not, l'chayri, he broke a din in the Torah, he's over a lav. Maybe he'll get malchus in the times based on Yiddish. He's over a lav. L'such l'salim, there's a yid on the side of the road, azev tazev yim, there are many chiyum. He's a m'choyim to help him out. Stop, you call him m'choyim. It's not a, ask a rab, if you're unsure, ask a rab, you get a different psak, kol hakavod. I believe it's a chiyum that I should stop. I don't believe it's a head to drive by. Guys, p'koach nefesh, it's a head, he's on his way to atzolokol. If a guy, if you drive as a yid on the side of the road, you're mechuyev, and you didn't do it. Our umma does it because it's a chiyuv. It's It's a chiyuv daraisa. But the Torah governs every area to live al pi haTorah. So there's no one celebration. Life celebrates it. It's to live. It's a normal day shavuos. Because that Torah, the celebration of Torah, is a normal without any special changes to your life. Live al pi haTorah. On shavuos, in the normal day, without any massive changes, it's supposed to look like the, every other day. It's supposed to be the normal day dedicated to Torah. Hashem has designated the Torah to be the soul of our whole life. Eish dust, the invisible gentle flame of our whole being, which permeates our homes and animates and molds our being. Our whole life is al pi haTorah. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisod. And just as you can find organs, for, he says, you find an organ for all central functions of life. Smell has the nose, hearing has the ear, speech has the mouth. And yet you will look in vain for an organ which is the bearer of the neshama. Because the whole human organism is its bearer, and no part of it can be without the soul. So is the Torah. It's not limited to a special day, week, or month. The whole year belongs to it and is relegated by it. Any localization within this life would limit the realm of the Torah. If we had a special like thing to celebrate Torah, would limit what the Torah is. It can't have one act of celebration. The Torah is just the whole year, is the whole life. The Kli Yakar says that's why the Torah only is merames, doesn't point out its man matan Torah saying. That's the Kli Yakar says mamish this word. Why not a whole week or a month, and why not a symbolical celebration for the Torah? Because it's not the week nor the month, but the whole year that belongs to the Torah. And this is so because the Torah does not demand the symbol only, but life and conduct. And we should live our lives al pi haTorah. We should live our lives al pi ratzon Hashem. And we should be zeicha to the rizga keshet to Hashem, which living such a life brings.